You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and on today's episode, we have Stephen Price and Patrick Friend from the Paris Island Museum. The museum has tons of displays and exhibits covering the history of the Marines and Paris Island. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we're glad to have you guys. Glad to learn more about the Paris Island Marines and the museum that you guys have. Could you tell us about a little bit of history of the Paris Island and the training ground for the Marines?
So the Marine Corps started training recruits in Paris Island in 1915. And we've been a recruit depot ever since then. Prior to that, it was a naval base from the 1890s with a dry dock and naval installations to help repair ships at that time. Very quickly, technology outpaced the size of the dry dock. And then that was moved in the early 1900s up to Charleston, where the Navy base is still today.
Okay, that's some good information on just how, like, the history of how it kind of got started and, you know, the location prior to it being a training base. Could you guys tell us, you know, how you guys ended up being at the Paris Island Museum and being in Paris Island?
Well, I was a Marine stationed at Paris Island from 1986 to 1990. And then I came back, started volunteering for the museum in 2004. And then in 2012, they hired me. And I became a museum technician at that time.
For me, I started in working in their archives originally. I was the archivist there. But when that contract was up, that just so happened to be a position opening with the museum there. So I applied and I got that job. And I'm also a museum technician there now.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you guys, because we've heard, I've ran into a couple of guys outside of Beaufort who have spent time in Beaufort, and I've talked to them and they'd be like, oh, you're from Beaufort. I was at Paris Island for the Marines. What would you say to people who came here as a Marine, but didn't get the chance to venture out to Beaufort and the surrounding areas? But they were like, nope, don't want to go back there just because, you know, that's where they did their training. So they just kind of assume Beaufort, they kind of put the two together, the training with the Paris Island.
Okay. So your question was what would I say to Marines that have went through training at Paris Island, really didn't want to come back? What I would say to them is, come back. Your visit this time will be a lot different than the one you had your first time, and probably a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, well, you don't have that aspect of training as well.
Right.
When you come back, you can actually come and relax and enjoy the area itself.
Yeah, this is a beautiful place, beautiful town, beautiful area. It's got a vibrant economy. I mean, this is a good place. A lot of Marines retire here. And a lot of people who retire in other places and other fields of endeavor end up moving into this area because it's a great place to be and live and raise a family and have a career if that's what you're wanting to do. So, yeah, I'd definitely tell them, hey, come back. You need to come back.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And hopefully those that are listening that did spend time in Paris Island, take your advice and come to see the area and, you know, really experience Beaufort for what it has. So another question, what do you guys think that it's important to have a museum like this showcasing the history of the Marines in this area?
Well, for our museum, I think it's important because not only does our museum talk about the history of the Marine Corps and the history of training Marines on Paris Island, but because the island has been here for since the Marines have been on the island for such a period of time, that a lot of local history ties into that as well. So we can, talk to new Marines, we can talk to retired Marines, and we can also talk to locals, and they can all come and see part of history that is from this area.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like to tell, like, when people do tell me they have made it to the area or they've made it to the museum and they're like, oh wow, I didn't realize how much history was actually in the museum, or they didn't realize how much history was in Beaufort. It's connected, Beaufort along with the Marines. It's a Marine town, so you can't tell one story without the other.
Exactly. I would also like to add that, you know, the history we have in our museum doesn't just cover the Marine Corps history. It mm-hmm. also covers Paris Island history back to the 1500s. When the French Huguenots first landed here, and you know that in their story here, Jean Ribault landed here. They landed at Parris Island. They built a fort, tried to make a go of it. Didn't work out so well. So Ribault went back to France to get more supplies, more people. And the guys that he left here, this is the unique thing. The men that he left at Parris Island, well, you know, they didn't have text and all that back then, so they didn't know what had happened to him. They built a boat on Parris Island.
Oh, wow.
And they sailed it across the Atlantic. And it's the first ship, boat, raft, whatever it was, we don't know exactly what it looked like, to be built in the New World and transport people across the Atlantic going the other way. It's the first time that ever happened. And it's right here at Parris Island. I think it's a very unique subject matter that people have no clue about. But that's how far back, you know, our history that we show and talk about at the museum goes back to all the way back, like I said, to the French Huguenots, the Spanish, and the whole story of the development of our country here in this region, which is a very important story for our past.
Yeah, that's so much history that you guys have in the museum. And, you know, that's so cool. That's something that you wouldn't learn in a history book or wouldn't learn, you know, in the middle of the country. That's something you have to come to Beaufort and experience in the museum to know that they built a boat here to sail across the Atlantic going back the other way.
Right.
So that's really cool that, you know, you only can get that information here at the Parris Island Museum.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else that people need to know before visiting the museum, like what they need to bring or what they need to get on base?
So what they'll need to do when they come to the gate at Parris Island, there's going to be either a Marine on duty or what we call a Marine, a civilian Marine police officer. Mm-hmm. And you're going to need your driver's license, proof of insurance, and your registration for your vehicle. All adults in the vehicle have to have an ID. And they have to be the real ID. If you don't have a real ID, they're not going to let you on. Also, the guard will ask you what's your business aboard the island. Why are you coming on the depot? And you'll need to let them know that you're coming aboard to come to the museum. If you say you're just going to drive around and check stuff out, they won't let you on. You have to have a legitimate reason. And just telling them you're coming to the museum is legitimate enough. Okay. And they should let you aboard the depot.
And I also, just to clarify, the real ID is the new driver's license. They normally have a star on one of the corners. And it's just acronym REAL, real ID.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting the people know. I wanted to ask you guys a personal question about the museum. Do you guys have a favorite exhibit in the museum?
I do. Actually, I have two of them. But we'll talk about one real quick. So when you come into the museum, we have a round room. First room you're going to walk into, once you come in the atrium, sign the book, and then come into the center part of the museum. It's a round room called the Rotunda. It has two floors. But on the first floor, there's a small sculpture of the flag raising on Mount Suribachi, taken from the photograph that Joe Rosenthal had taken that morning in February of 1945. And we also have a larger one on our parade deck. The one that's on our parade deck was used in the 7th War Bond Drive during World War II. It was one of two. The other one is gone. It fell apart and it did not survive. So we have the only one of two from the 7th War Bond Drive in World War II. And the statue or the sculpture inside the rotunda is a working model for the two that Felix de Weldon, the artist, made for the larger statue. So it actually predates the two large ones he would have made during the War Bond Drive. And of course, they predate the larger sculpture that is in Arlington Cemetery. So I love that sculpture is there. So it's a very unique piece. We don't know how many he actually would have made for that project, the working sculptures, but we do have one in the museum. And it's one of the most unique pieces of artwork for Marine Corps history and artwork period, because how symbolic that photograph has become and the statues of it have become over the years.
Yeah, and from my end, some of my favorite items that we have on display right now are from a George Osterhout. Mm-hmm. I got very familiar with George Osterhout, Major George Osterhout. He was a Marine in the early 20th century. went to places like Haiti. He was in France during the First World War. And when I was working in our archives, I got to look through his collection at a very detailed level. And he's just a very interesting person. He's a very interesting Marine. One of my coworkers and I like to joke that he is a Renaissance Marine. He designed pins, and he was actually a part of the reason why they started to do archaeological dig sites at our Santa Elena site. He was a big proponent of that. And he, when he retired from the Marine Corps, he lived right here in Beaufort. And actually the home that he lived in and where he had his photograph and ink shop, that building is still there. It's privately owned now, but, mm-hmm. but yeah, those buildings are still there.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's a lot of information I learned on this podcast today with, you know, Paris Island, the museum, how far back it goes, the history, and just learning a lot about the exhibits. There's so much information for people to come and find out about when they do come to the area. And there's so much learning and, you know, just learning new information and learning new things. If you could you tell people where they could find you guys or like websites, Facebook, anything like that?
All right. You can find us at www.mcrdpi.marines.mil/visitors/Paris Island Museum. I'd also like to mention that our Paris Island Heritage Foundation also has a Facebook and their website. So they have an online shop, and they also have membership information on there. And that's kind of where we regularly post as a museum is through that entity. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Stephen and Patrick. We really appreciate you guys coming on this show. It's been a fun episode, and thank you for giving us more information about Paris Island and the museum.
Not a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been my pleasure just to come here and be able to talk about my favorite subject, which is museum and Marine Corps history.
And we really appreciate you having us.
No problem. If you want more information on the upcoming events happening in our area, be sure to visit BeaufortSC.org/events. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands. Produced by Relic.